Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. The Palmyra Hotel in the Lebanese city of Baalbek has welcomed guests including Jean Cocteau, Charles de Gaulle, and Nina Simone. Built in the 19th century, it stands opposite some of the finest Roman ruins in the world. But the building and the stories contained within form parts of Lebanon's own heritage. Monocle's Beirut correspondent, Lizzie Porter, reports.
A heavy gold key clinks in a lock. Floorboards creak slightly in a strange symphony. The eyes of Roman-era statues stare, slightly too intently. Beyond the tall bedroom window frame, the sun slips behind the horizon. The view is blocked only by some of the finest Roman ruins on the planet. The Palmyra Hotel in the Lebanese city of Baalbek was built in 1874 by Pericles Mimikakis, a Greek Orthodox businessman from Constantinople. The building's history tells of eras past in the Middle East, before the tracing of modern-day borders. When Mimikakis built his hotel, large numbers of pilgrims would stay there to visit those majestic Roman ruins that stand opposite, before travelling on to Jerusalem. That's a journey that's now impossible for many people, by any means of travel, thanks to animosity between Lebanon and Israel. Baalbek's UNESCO World Heritage Site ruins are still the main reason that most people visit the city today. It's sheltered by the mountains that divide Lebanon from Syria, and lies at the heart of the agriculture-rich Bekaa Valley. But the Palmyra Hotel is a piece of Lebanese heritage in itself. It's a reminder of what has come and gone, and the places that remain in a region where so much has changed over the past century and a half. The Palmyra's Ottoman-era architecture is wrought out in honey-coloured limestone, alongside columns, semicircular windows, and bottle green shutters. Inside, the tap of footsteps echoes on the green-blue floor tiles, and curly wall lamps throw spots of light onto sturdy darkwood furniture. Upstairs, cosy sofas and marble-topped tables hunch between salmon-pink walls. Rima and Ali El-Husseini bought the hotel from its previous owner in 1986, during the Lebanese Civil War. Although the establishment has been through tough times, it hasn't closed its doors for a day since it was built. The 25 guest rooms don't have all mod cons, but they do have more character than 99% of other hotels to be found anywhere. As well as the solid furniture, high ceilings, and clink-clunk keys, the character comes from, well, the characters who have made the Palmyra their stopping-off point over the years. Rima still has the hotel's guest books dating back to 1889. Leafing carefully through them reveals the roll call of royalty, politicians, and figures from the arts world that stayed at the hotel throughout the 20th century. They include Albert Einstein, Oscar Wilde, Nina Simone, she came twice, and Charles de Gaulle. Today, the hotel plays something of a community role. It hosts concerts, talks by NGOs, and last week, Britain's ambassador to Lebanon gave an address from the hotel as he announced UK funding to support tourism and job creation in Baalbek. 100 metres down the street, a building known as the Annex houses five more guest rooms. These are more upmarket than the rooms in the main house. Furniture is inlaid with mother of pearl, and bathrooms have thick terracotta tiles. But the times haven't been kind to Baalbek as a city. Every year, another crisis prevents Rima from carrying out upgrades or developments to the Palmyra, she says. She envisions creating more of a museum hotel, kitting out each room with details and mementos of its famous former residents. But the war in neighbouring Syria has hit the hotel hard, and Lebanon is now also facing an unprecedented financial crisis that makes planning anything tough. For now, those who visit the Palmyra should appreciate it as it is. Slightly creaky slightly clunky, but a part of Lebanon's past and its present.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Lizzie Porter for today's episode. And remember, tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ajit Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.